Okay, once again, we have made our way into the studio, the Dinosaur Podcast Studio. Julian, welcome back.
Hello, everybody.
All right, so Julian, who do we have today?
I have my friend Charlie, who is in my grade. Say hi, Charlie.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Oh, yeah, Charlie, coming in cool, coming in cool. All right, so today we're going to be jumping into, if mommy will stop making noise in the kitchen, we're going to be jumping into, we're going to all now look at her and shame her. All right.
Shame on you.
Shame on you, mommy, making noise. All right, here we are, guys. We're going to dive into some dinosaur facts, as usual.
Let's start off with three rounds of Dino Fight. Just flip to a random page, and that's the dinosaur.
Let's do it. Each one of you guys flip to a page. Don't look. Eyes closed. Flip to a page.
Okay, I got a tree.
Boom. All right.
I got a tree.
All right.
It's a tree.
Flip to a page where we don't have a tree. I don't think a tree is going to beat a dinosaur.
I got a Titanosaurus.
All right. Charlie has got the Titanosaurus.
And I got a bug again. And okay, you're going to beat me. Because I have
All right, so let's see here. What do y'all have? Charlie talking in the mic. Let's bring it down.
So, I have Titanosaurus, and it has a very long neck. Yeah, it's pretty long, and it's not like the, I forgot its name, but it's not like the one where its neck goes up. It's like straight across. It has like a flat body and a flat neck.
How big is it? Does it give you a scale?
It says it's estimated to be up to 121 feet with the weight of about 12 African elephants. Only the blue whale is heavier.
Whoa.
That's pretty cool.
That's a lot of African elephants.
Yeah.
Before, in the past, in the previous episodes, we have done a turkey scale, like a how many turkeys, frozen turkeys does it take, but...
Yeah. Turkey. Yeah.
I like the elephant scale as well.
Every time I would finish a bath, my dad would weigh me how much I think I would weigh on turkeys. He would always say 7 turkeys, even though I would weigh probably 50 pounds.
That is how we do.
Now I'm like 84. Okay, so I got a
Yo, who do you have, Julian?
Patagonian.
What is it?
Patagonian.
All right, tell us about Patagonian.
It says Patagonian was one of the largest dinosaurs to exist. So it could be bigger than that. Well, look at the size out here. People that are listening to this, you can't see unless you're the actual people.
Is this true? In podcasts, you cannot
if
see
if we're ever like Mr. Beast or so, we'll invite random subscribers or something.
Yeah, when we are Mr. Beast.
Yes, when.
When we are rich.
It's a win. When Julian's giving away millions of dollars per episode for anyone to do a contest.
Okay, so let me read some facts.
All right, so yeah, I want to hear it. So, I mean, he gave us the elephant scale. What was the elephant scale again, Charlie?
It was 12 African elephants.
12 African elephants.
Mine was 77 tons.
Okay, we have to.
It doesn't say on elephants.
Does it say on yours, Charlie, how many tons yours was?
Says
that when it's born, the egg, the size of the egg was the size of an ostrich egg. Ostrich eggs are like a tall water bottle.
Let's contact our research department, mommy. We're on the couch and ask mommy. Mommy, can you let us know how many tons an elephant weighs? We're gonna do some elephant tonnage multiplication math.
Yeah. 77 tons.
And you know how many tons a African elephant weighs?
Yes, we do need to know.
Yeah, we need to know. The mommy Google research department is currently pulling up our results.
African elephant.
Sure. So about 6 tons. Can you multiply 6 times 12?
Yes, 72. So 72 tons.
Solid,
Charlie. 77.
Okay, so Julian, you've got some tonnage, just a little bit of tonnage. on yours, the Patagotitian versus the Titanosaurus.
Titanosaurus.
Okay, so we got to wait. Got someone winning on weight. Both of them look like they possibly are what? Herbivores?
Herbivores.
Yes,
herbivores.
Definitely.
When the eggs come out, the size is an ostrich egg.
Okay.
Yeah, so mine, it says the teeth were probably spoon-shaped and quite small, suitable for biting through leaf stems.
Okay, so both of these dinosaurs, they're not going to be aggressive or they're not going to fight each other. So really what we need to be talking about here is who can eat the most. So who's got the win here? Who is possibly going to win the most in the leaf-eating contest? Basically a salad-off.
Titanosaurus.
Think so?
Titanosaurus, yeah.
Mine's a little, like, skinny-ish or something, so Charlie has the win.
Charlie's got the win?
I have the win on the how much it weighs.
All right, so we've got the salad-off, and the salad-off winner is Charlie with the Titanosaurus.
Titanosaurus.
Right, so do we just do this all over again?
All right, we're
going
to do one.
Three rounds.
You're doing three rounds? Okay, close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes and pick a page.
Okay, I have found a page. I got
Charlie has chosen a page that has a bunch of flowers.
I have a Kentrosaurus.
I actually have a bee.
All right.
I said no bugs. I said no bugs.
Well, this could be interesting. What if your dinosaur is allergic to bees, Julian?
I have a ton of dinosaurs. Can't get
it. All right, you can pick anyone on that page.
Okay. All right. How do you pronounce it? The Spinkoaluses.
I think that's how you
say
it.
Yeah, it says it lived in water, but was part aquatic and returned to dry land to breed.
All right. So it's basically just a gigantic, it looks like an enormous salamander.
We'll call it a giant salamander.
Mine is like a mix of...
What's the name of yours, Julian?
Kentrosaurus. Mine is like a stegosaurus. The plates aren't like round. They're just like shaped like a tooth. It's all... And then out of its like shoulders, it has like these two spikes on both of its sides. And yeah. They say that meat eaters, they can't like eat them because of their small little like hands, and because of the like plates, that's why like stegosauruses don't eat them that much. And
it does look like a stegosaurus, but it's not a stegosaurus. It's a what?
Kentrosaurus.
Kentrosaurus? And those plates that they have on the back, the gigantic spikes, that's all what? Just to sort of defend itself from being attacked by someone?
Okay. And then it has, like, the spikes on its back right there.
All right, so what are we doing on who decides?
What would y'all think? I mean, you got here, you know.
His looks smaller.
Yours does look pretty a lot smaller.
Mine is bigger on the tons. Mine has more weapons, and then I win.
Basically, mine only lives in water and is just...
Well, it comes on land to breed.
So, yeah, I think you win this round.
Yeah, I think there's a... Unless you've got, you know, you guys gang up, tons of salamanders attacking all at the same time, which would be both awesome and gross.
Again,
can I read a fact about like that?
You can read one fact. Give us one more. Give one fact of the Kentrosaurus before we do round three in our final round.
The Stegosaurus had two brains.
Wait, what?
Two brains. That's
okay. Yeah, we need to get into that.
It says, such as Stegosaurus and Kentrosaurus was found to be larger than the space left by their brain. This led to the wrong idea that Stegosaurus had two brains.
So they didn't have two brains.
But people thought they had two brains.
That's interesting.
So nerds are neato.
Nerds are neato. I wonder why they thought they had two brains.
Yeah, that's pretty
true. Is that a thing?
Attack brain and a protect brain.
I mean, on the cover of mine, it's the Tupac's Aurora. Looks like it might have had two brains.
I think we should ask the research department again. We're going to take a break with a sponsor, but while we are, honey, if you wouldn't mind, will you Google and see if which dinosaurs potentially had two brains? All right, we're now going to take a real quick break for a message from one of our sponsors.
Tune in tonight for Mesozoic Melodies as we play the greatest hits from the Jurassic Jazz and Triassic Tunes. Don't miss out on the rhythmic beats of Brachio's Blues and the Velocirap. Bop your head, swing your tail, and let's get groovy!
All right, we're back from our sponsor. Thank you for helping to pay for our dinosaur podcast. The Mommy Research Department came back with a response. Let me see if I can get her on the mic.
There is no dinosaur that ever had two brains.
There you go, guys. They thought they had two brains. We still don't know why they thought they had two brains. Maybe we can get that answer later from the research department. But as far as we know, dinosaurs only had one brain.
One.
Very small brain. Yes.
Especially T-Rex.
Stegosaurs had like...
Ooh, T-Rex discs.
Stegosaurs had a brain the size of a walnut.
I wonder what dinosaurs ate.
You mean like if they were an herbivore?
Oh, wait, herbivores eat plants.
Carnivores eat meat. There's another word for bugs. Yeah, omnivore is both. And then there's another one for bugs.
Well, I wonder what the like... flying ones would eat, because if
flying ones eat fish or plants, I think.
Here, I'm gonna look that up. See if there's a specific name. We're gonna keep pulling in the Mommy Research Department.
Call 204-504-278-9432 for Mommy Department.
Give me that number again.
Call 504-723-7498.
That's a very long phone number.
Are you typing it out on your phone?
No. Okay, yeah. Everybody, look that number up, please. So we're asking, pulling in the Mommy Research Department, and we're going to ask... We know that a herbivore eats plants. We know the omnivore is eating meat. Is there a name for an animal that eats nothing but bugs?
I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah, I also am kind of hungry.
All right, so it sounds like we're hungry, so we're going to do a real quick snack break. We'll be right back.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back.
Are you stuck in a sticky situation? Got some unwanted tar between your toes? Call Swampy's Premium Tar Removal Service. With our expert team, we guarantee you'll be free in no time. Fast, efficient, and easy on the scales. Don't stay stuck. Call Swampy's.
All right, I think it's time for Charlie to bring in a few potential dinosaur jokes. Never go wrong with dinosaur jokes. Charlie, bring it.
Oh, we forgot to bring our book on dinosaur jokes.
We got some right here.
Yay.
All right. What do you call a dinosaur wearing a cowboy hat and cowboy boots?
What?
What do you call him?
What do you call him?
Tyrannosaurus Tex. Why did the Tyrannosaurus Rex cross the roads?
Why did the Tyrannosaurus Rex cross the road?
Because the chickens hadn't evolved yet.
That's pretty good.
Why does the Brontosaurus have a long neck?
Why?
Its feet smell whatever.
Wait, what?
I don't get it.
Its feet smell, therefore it has a long neck to stay away from its feet.
Oh, I get it.
What's a dinosaur's least favorite reindeer?
What?
Comet.
Oh, because
that looks comet. Pretty funny.
How do you know if there is a dinosaur in your fridge?
How?
How?
The door won't shut.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Let me read another. What do you call a dinosaur ghost?
What?
A scarodactyl.
Ah, that's a pretty good one. All right, we are actually waiting for a lunch break with Mommy going to get us some grub. She went to get us some dino burgers.
Dino burgers.
We killed dinosaurs.
Can I tell them about the dino burgers?
Yeah, please tell us about the dino burgers, because guess what? We actually have a dino burger joint.
Yes.
As one of our sponsors we're about to go to.
So, a dino burger is like a vintage burger. So you know dinosaurs went extinct over like 150 something million years ago. And you find the bones, but sometimes you also find the meat. And with the meat you can cook it and it becomes a dino burger. And dino burgers are very good because, you know, it's not your normal burger from, like, steak. It's, like, it's more of a juicier taste. Not a, you know, not the red meat. It's never red meat. It's like if you were to eat shark meat. It's, like, hard to chew, not chewy. Yeah, that's a dino burger.
When was the last time you had a dino burger?
Last time I had a dino burger, be about 10 billion years ago.
Oh, nice, yeah. Nice. Charlie has been around for a very, very long time.
Indeed, I have.
Also try their dino chicken nuggets.
Yes, dino chicken nuggets are also so good.
They're not technically chicken nuggets. They're made from pterodactyls, from what I understand.
Yes, they are made from pterodactyls. You are very correct.
All right. On that note, we are going to go to our sponsor, who make Dino Burgers. We'll be right back.
Are you having one of those mornings? You finally got the kids out of the cave, only to find that the plains are empty, not a meal in sight. Well, Dino Burger has you covered. Bring the whole family over, and we are going to fill those cold-blooded bellies. We do all the hard work for you. We prepare our one-of-a-kind dino patties fresh daily. When you need a break from the hunt, stop in at Dino Burger. We now offer walkthroughs for both two-legged and four-legged guests. Use the promo code DinoSacksWithJulian at checkout at any of our convenient cave kiosks, and you'll have your choice of a free side, bronto ribs, or pterodactyl wings. Dino Burger, nothing plains about it.
And we're back.
Still waiting for our dino burger.
We are still waiting for the dino burgers to be delivered by Mommy. Also, Boo doing both food pickup and dinosaur research for us today. And we have here, once again, of course, our guest.
Charlie.
Me.
That's right.
Charlie boy.
So Charlie was sharing with us earlier, Julian, that he's been around for a very, very long time. He's had dino burgers a few, millions of years ago?
Yeah. So it'd be, last time I had one, I think, was 52 million. Yeah, 52 million. Yeah, 52 million.
52 million years ago?
182 years ago.
Wow.
So, yes, very long time.
Julian, when was the last time you had a dino burger?
Probably 2 million years ago.
Wow. So, what'd you do? Did you like freeze it for a little while to keep it cool for, preserve it from when they went extinct?
Yeah, from all the heat and stuff.
And now comes the part of the show where you get to ask your own question that Julian can answer on a future episode. If you have a question, please call 985-306-9608. That's 985-306-9608. Just leave your name and tell us where you're from and ask your question. Hopefully, you'll get it answered in one of our future episodes. We actually have a few folks who've called in from last week, and we're going to play two of them right now and see what Julian's reaction is to their questions.
Hi, my name is Mark Pagani. I had a question. In the Flintstones, the cartoon, Fred would often, maybe it was Barney, maybe they both did it, but they would often order Brontosaurus burgers. And I was just wondering if you could give me an idea of what a Brontosaurus burger would taste like. Would it be kind of like a chickeny flavor or pork or beef, or would it have its completely own unique flavor? Thanks for the information, and I'll look forward to hearing my answer online on the podcast. Bye.
All right. Perfect timing. I actually just had a Brontosaurus burger.
And I just had some dinosaur chicken nuggets.
So, basically, a Brontosaurus burger. I'll tell you all about it. I just ate one. They're super good. So, a Brontosaurus burger is two patties of Brontosaurus meat, two layers of cheese, and in between the two layers of meat, bacon, cheese, ketchup, and mayo. Same thing on the top. And four buns. So that is a Brontosaurus burger. And it has a ton of cheese.
So it's got three patties, four things of bread, the bun. It's got a lot of cheese and all the different sort of condiments you would normally get in a regular burger.
Ketchup.
Yep. You betcha.
But what does it taste like? He wants to know, does it taste like chicken? Does it taste like beef? Does it taste like pork? Does it taste like bacon?
It tastes like Brontosaurus. And
so it's its own thing.
Yeah. So like very exclusive people are allowed to have it. Like some famous people, you know, maybe some like NFL
Jeffrey
players.
Bezos.
Like Drew Brees. He's allowed to have it because he's famous. He is rich. He has money. And a Brontosaurus burger costs $50 billion, and I just so happen to have $100 billion, so
Jeffrey Bezos needs to try it.
Well, I appreciate Charlie paying for his own lunch today, considering we cannot afford to buy you a Brontosaurus burger. And I'm one day I hope to be famous enough and have enough money to be able to try one myself.
And I'm sure you will.
With the roaring success of Julian's podcast.
Yep, the roaring success. The roaring success of Julian's podcast and the dinosaurs.
My name is Zach Hirsch, and my question is, I have a few questions, actually. My first is, what is the most dangerous dinosaur? My second is, where in the world are the most fossils found? And my last question is, when was the last new species found? All right. I'll see you, Julian.
Thank you, Zach, for asking a question. The most dangerous dinosaur was the T-Rex. Even though it's super big and it has those tiny little arms, it's still super strong and is super fast. And the second question I will answer is the most fossils. The most fossils are found in high deserts and badlands of North America, China, and Argentina. The last new species found was Vetepilta barrett, a great-eating dinosaur with short legs and wide body covered in bony spiked plates. Thank you, Zach, for calling.
Thank you, Charlie, and listen to our other podcast videos.
You are so welcome. Couldn't say no. Great. Enjoy.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Charlie, for coming onto the podcast, and thank you, everyone, for listening. Thanks once again for tuning in to Dinosaur Facts with Julian. If you're not already a subscriber, please be a subscriber on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify and leave us a review. Tell the world how much you learned and how much more you want to learn about dinosaurs. We'll see you on the next episode.